Take some deep full breaths. And become aware of your breath. And in fact, breathe so deep into your belly to the count of five. And exhale to the count of five as well. Nice and slow and relaxed. Breathing all the way down into your belly. Let your shoulders go. Let your jaw relax. Whatever you're sitting or laying down on, let yourself really be supported. You are so supported right now. Allow yourself full support. Become aware of your heart. Put your hand on your heart. And we're going to tune in to that deeper part of you where you can have those inner conversations with yourself, the deeper parts of yourself. And the intention here today in this inner child meditation, you can use any time. And by using it one time, you will activate this. You will activate this process to stay alive within you. Our intention here is to make peace with that inner child that's taken on these beliefs. To make peace with it and to get present. When we're at peace with this inner child within, start to see more harmonious and loving relationships. Ourself and the world. And that's relationships with everything, with people, with your purpose, with the planet, and with money, your wealth. Go relax, let go. We're going to use the conscious mind as the mother within you, embracing and healing the subconscious mind of the child, healing and releasing those patterns, and just invite your inner child to come into your awareness, and you don't have to visualize anything. Just allow that inner child to show up in your awareness. Whether you visualize something or not, it's not important. And take a moment to really acknowledge the child. Imagine or sense you could look right into the child's eyes. Deep into really seeing the child. And saying, I love you. I love you. What really comes across, I love you. This inner child is holding all the memories of his or her life, of your life. All the memories, including the pains and the hurts. And it has pains and hurts. And cause beliefs that aren't serving you anymore and aren't serving your child. And say to the child, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. You may have no idea how much the inner child hurts until now. Is as this accumulation of memories, those programs that have been running certain parts of your life. And that's hard for the child. It hurts. All those programs don't serve you. There's many that don't. The child has not had this knowledge before because it's been just sort of locked away in that dark room and hasn't realized how mature and brilliant you are at this point. So acknowledging the child, greeting it, and saying, I love you, repeatedly, just getting that across, I love you. We're one. Let the child know that you're sorry for these beliefs being there and that not really, I mean, taking care of the child to release these before. And really that heartfelt, I'm sorry. And as you're doing this and in this, just whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through, just let it wash through. And ask the child within you's permission to love. And ask the child's permission to receive, to accept your love. You'll always get a yes, but it's just really useful to ask. And then in your own inner way, reach out and touch the child. Maybe stroking the top of the child's head or the cheek or just that gesture of I love you. You're cared for. I love you. This is the most important relationship that you could have. When you heal in this relationship, your other relationships with everyone and everything in your life upgrade. They become heavenly. Tell the child you love the child and you're teaching the child to love and to receive love. To receive love. As well as to how to clear the programming that is within the child that's not serving you, not serving the child. By saying, I'm sorry that maybe you've been neglectful or even manipulative at some point in the way these got instilled in the child, but letting the child within you know that you're loved, you are so loved. And now asking the child for help. And I want to invite you to choose any problem or challenge that you currently have going on in your life. Doesn't matter how big or small it is. Just pick one. First one that comes up. Holding that in your awareness. The problem is simply a program in the child, and it's causing a problem of perception within you, and the child can release it for you. If you don't mind, help me to release this pain in my life. Let us both release these memories. It'll set us free. Look at the child with unconditional love. Look at the child and truly feel this love as you say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you for releasing the memories that were harbored within you. Thank you for letting me love you. Thank you for healing yourself. It heals me. Ask permission if you can hug and embrace the child. Again, you'll always get a yes, but ask permission. And then gently hug the child, gently and warmly and lovingly, easily. So the child really feels your honesty. And now, if If you'd like to inventory any other problem you're experiencing and ask the child for help, it could be a financial problem, it could be a health problem, it could be a relational problem. And particularly if it's any problem related to your wealth, your finances, your moving forward with your dream, what you're on point for. And asking the child to erase that memory, to clear it. Clear this block and this misagreement and release it forever. It's not needed. Your loving the child is letting the child know it's not needed. Problems are in the memories and the programs within the child. And the child can release them. And you'll embrace and love and present with the child allows that to happen. Let the child know that I love you. I love you. Thank you for being here, for being part of me. I'm sorry for not paying attention in a way that caused these programs to get put into you and have stayed there. And I'm paying attention now. I love you. I know better now. And thank you for releasing this. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for healing. I love you. And relax with your child. And just relax and be at ease, as if you were just sitting in the grass or laying in the grass with a warm summer breeze. And give your child a moment to give you any sort of a message that it wants to right now. Just receive any message that child has for you right now. Accept whatever the child says right now and thank it. Thank it generously for this message. Hug it and thank it. Your inner child now knows how to do clearing and cleaning for you. And you know how to access your inner child. You can do this inner child meditation in the morning, in the evening. And take a moment during the day just to tune in and ask your inner child to clear anything that is holding you back. Say thank you. And releasing the child to be on its own, but to be in you and with you always. Saying, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Take a deep breath. You can gently bring your awareness back to presence, back to your surroundings. Or you could drift off for a while if that's appropriate.